This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 4th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The Washington Post has good coverage of the Pandora Papers. Here is a FAQ of the world of secret money. A link is available in today's newsletter. There is also a link for key findings from the Pandora Papers investigation by the Washington Post. See more about this huge cache of information about the flows of money, property, and other assets concealed in the offshore financial system. Here are the highlights from CME Group's September volume report. Overall, average daily volume increased 14%. Interest rate ADV increased 53%, including record SOFR futures ADV of 124,000 contracts, an increase of 183%. Eurodollars ADV rose 67% year-on-year. Ultra 10 U.S. Treasury note futures ADV grew 62%. Treasury futures ADV rose 36%. Bitcoin ADV of 24,236, an increase of 170%. Options ADV increased 45%. Interest rate options increased 87%. Energy options rose 26%. Equity index options grew 21%. Foreign exchange options increased 15%. SEC Chair Gary Gensler will give witness during the U.S. House Committee on Financial Services virtual hearing entitled Oversight of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Putting Investors and Market Integrity First. SEC Commissioner Allison Herron Lee will provide remarks during an interview Wednesday at the 2021 Market Structure Conference hosted by the Security Traders Association. The one-on-one interview led by Mina Nguyen of Jane Street will focus on investor protection topics as conflicts of interest and the demands for information on ESG. Don't forget to submit your recommendations for the NFA Executive Representative and Board and Nominating Committee members whose term will expire at the Board's 2022 regular annual meeting. The deadline is October 13th. Here is a timely event given what is going on in energy and power in the UK and Europe right now. Energy Trading Week is an in-person event on October 5th and 6th in Chelsea Stadium in London. Find out more with a link in today's newsletter. Former ISDA CEO Bob Pickle has joined an advisory board of 1012, a new fintech solution focused on difficult-to-price securities. 1012 was founded by Tom Price. Not the Tom Price I know and worked for, though. Congratulations to Wall Street Rides Far on a successful event, and kudos to Forefront Communications on their outstanding work to promote the event. Floor Soats, the Chief Marketing Officer of Team 8 and Chief Revenue Officer of Nugata, recently completed a 29-mile swim around Manhattan. She was also formerly head of marketing at Market. As part of her swim aftermath, she wrote a summary about it and advised her startups titled, Just Keep Swimming, 5 Tips for Startups. ABN AMRO Clearing in Chicago is looking for a head of global execution services. There's a link in today's newsletter for more information. The Prague Stock Exchange is celebrating its 150th year anniversary. Global CBOE Markets European Equities team has updated its playbook, which is designed to improve the resiliency of markets to venue outages. Developed in collaboration with Aquis Exchange, they provide specific recommendations for all stakeholders to improve resiliency, primarily through industry-led challenges. You can read the paper with a link in today's newsletter. Also in Chicago, CBOE is building a new trading floor. They posted a video on LinkedIn of the construction of the floor and what it will look like. Watch an interview with American Financial Exchange Chairman and CEO Richard L. Sandor in China's The Paper Show. There's a link in today's newsletter. The BET Index, the Bucharest Exchange Trading, was the first and main index of the Bucharest Stock Exchange. It recently celebrated 24 years since launch. From 1,000 points in 1997, BET has surpassed its historic high of 12,000 points this year. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing received the Community Chest of Hong Kong's Benefactor of the Year and Partner in Charity Awards in recognition of their dedication to community engagement. The inaugural event of the new Ronald H. Filer Institute for Financial Services Law at New York Law School will be on Monday, October 18th from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The program features four of the top U.S. financial regulators as speakers, and Ron Filer is one of the moderators. Here's a blast from the past from FEX's Global Brian Price in The Age from May 10th, 2006. The title is, He Wants to Take You Back to the Futures. You can find a link in today's newsletter. We had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Panax Exchange late Friday that it had added enhancements to its physical hemp trading platform with the addition of trading for hemp herd in the form of micronized herd, quarter-inch and three-quarter-inch segments. The products are used in animal bedding, plastics, and building materials, including hempcrete and insulation. The exchange also reintroduced basis trading on its platform, a function it had disabled some years ago. More details are available in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the spread for this week. Thank you for the spread. Higher bond yields, energy fuel continued market volatility at quarter end. John's take looks at recent CFTC action, why VIX matters. Stock market volatility continues to chug higher. Energy prices are hot. John's take walks us through CFTC's filing against 14 crypto options businesses. A timely look at the VVIX, the volatility of volatility, with Russell Rhodes in the term of the week. You can watch the spread on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Washington Post. Pandora Papers reveals secret offshore financial system for global elites. Trove of secret files details opaque financial universe where global elite shield riches from taxes, probes, and accountability. A massive trove of private financial records shared with the Washington Post exposes vast reaches of the secretive offshore system used to hide billions of dollars from tax authorities, creditors, criminal investigators, and in 14 cases involving current country leaders, citizens around the world. My comment, pulling the layers back on the onion that is the secret offshore financial system. Here's a story from Bloomberg. This is how the trillion-dollar coin could end debt ceiling fights for good. It's not a joke. Joe Weisenthal and Tracy Alloway analyze the weird patterns, the complex issues, and the newest market craze. Join the conversation every Monday and Thursday for interviews with the most interesting minds in finance, economics, and markets. My comment, I will trade you the world's biggest ball of string for a trillion-dollar coin. Here's a story from Phil Stafford of the FT. Citadel Securities uses social media to battle online trolls. U.S. group seeks to swat away conspiracy theories regarding restricted trading in meme stocks. Citadel Securities has used social media to hit back at internet conspiracies and Twitter mobs who have accused the U.S. market maker of playing a crucial role in broker Robinhood's decision to restrict trading in meme stocks. My comment, Ken Griffin updated his status on Facebook to pissed. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was the surge in natural gas prices is equal to a $190 oil shock from Bloomberg. Second was Lou Malnati sold to investment firm Meritage from Crane Chicago Business. Third was the announcement of the webinar Crypto for FCM Customer Accounts hosted by FIA Operations America Division on October 20th. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial, johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.